When Martha and Thad Stewart decided to open a restaurant in Haines in 2006, people were not encouraging.
You know, everybody told us, oh, you're crazy, you know, to open a restaurant. You'll never make it. It'll never happen. It's too small a town. There's not enough business, et cetera, et cetera.
Stewart says she thought if you could serve good food at an affordable price, then you would have a business. And she says her theory was right. Mosey's was profitable every summer. They employed up to 10 people and served a menu of new Mexican food.
Fish tacos, red chili, enchiladas, green burritos.
The Stewarts didn't want to live in Haines during the winter, so they would shut down every year around September or October. Now they're ready to move on to other things and spend their time at a house they own in Utah. Stewart says they've tried to sell Mosey's for more than a year, with an asking price of $325,000. A couple people have expressed interest, but nothing has gone through. Haynesboro Tourism Director Leslie Ross says although Mosey's closing is a loss, it will move more business to other restaurants.
It's not going to deter people from coming here. I think there is enough restaurants open during the summertime.
The same summer that Mosey's is closing, a hotel, the Aspen, is set to open. Haynes will have a higher capacity to house visitors, but a more limited capacity to feed them. That could put more pressure on local eateries during large events that bring in hundreds of visitors.
The fewer places that are open, the harder it is to feed all those people.
Mary Jean Siebens owns Mountain Market Natural Food Store and Cafe. She says Mosey's closing probably does mean more business for Mountain Market and other eateries, but it also means there could be an even more overwhelming swarm of hungry visitors during big summer events.
It takes a lot of manpower, you know, for us during the bike race or the beer festival. I mean, we're just making so much food. It's makes your eyes cross when we tell the girls, hey, could you make 450 breakfast wraps for us, you know, between today and tomorrow?
Ross says Mosey's closing creates an opportunity for someone else to open another restaurant in town. And Stewart says it's still their hope that someone will call them out of the blue with an offer to take over and reopen Mosey's. She says she'd love to see the restaurant carry on. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.